بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. If you look from Surah إذا زلزلت الأرض, Surah Zilzal, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala describes what's going to happen when the earth is going to shake Qiyamah. Surah Al-Adiyat is discussing that how a horse gets fed so little, but it remains so appreciative of the master that it's ready to give its life. Whereas man enjoys so many of the favors of Allah, but he's not ready to do anything. So there it was Qiyamah, and there it was regarding Allah's favors. Then again, Al-Qari'ah will be regarding Qiyamah. And then Al-Hakum Al-Takathur will be again regarding the favors of Allah. So these four surahs are reminding of the day of Qiyamah when the earth will tell your secrets. That's Surah Az-Zilzal. Then comes Al-Adiyat to say, don't wait for that day when the earth has to give out your secrets. Start appreciating Allah's favors now. Then comes Al-Qari'ah, which means that which knocks. Zilzal means the shake. Qari'ah, qara'ah, like a hammer. That which will knock. And again it's saying, don't wait for that day when you will be looking at your scales and you wishing, if only I had heavy scales. فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُ. Because on that day it will be too late. Rather, in this world, already start appreciating the favors of Allah. So this surah, At-Takathur, the main part of the surah is the last verse. That, لَسْتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ. On that day you will indeed be questioned, عَنِ النَّعِيمِ, regarding the favors of Allah. لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ. تُسْأَلُنَّ from سُؤَال. You will definitely be questioned, يَوْمَ إِذٍ, on that day, anin, regarding an-na'im, favors. The surah explains, there is something called kathra. Kathra, you have qaleel, a little, kathir, a lot. From kathir you get kathura. From kathura you get takathur. Takathur means competing to have more. Competition to have more. Some people in a young age, they compete to have more muscle. Then a time comes where a person competes to have a better car, a better garden, a better phone. It's competition. Then comes a time where the man competes, how many children you got? I need more children. Some people, we don't have that in our country, our people won't manage. But some people in the world compete, how many wives you got? You see, an Arab, first thing he asks you when he meets you, how many wives you got? That's his competition. Because his friend got two, he'll have to get three. His friend got three, he'll have to get four. In the past, after reaching four, you couldn't go further. It would be slave girls. Even if a man never needs so many. It was just competition. There was competition in how many horses you got. In the world today, there is definitely something called competition, is what is your monetary value. Where a man knows he'll never be able to use so much. Now this competition, a time comes where man gets something because he needs it. Then comes a time where man gets something because he wants it. Then comes the time he doesn't need it. He doesn't really want it. It's just a competition for mine to be more than everyone else. He doesn't even know how much he got. It's beyond his counting. This is called takathur, the competition in more. The competition in more. You'll see a man who is so happy, he say, how many great grandchildren I got. So happy. You ask them, you know their names? He say, no. He doesn't even know, he just knows they are a number now. There's no love, there's no compassion, there's nothing. It was just a number, so when he sits with somebody else having coffee,
He tell him, how many great grandchildren you got? That one say, I think 99. He say, I got hundreds. He's just happy. That was the way, who they are, he doesn't know. Whether they're good, they're bad, they're ugly, whether in good condition, it means nothing to him. Some are in drugs, he doesn't even know who they are. It's a number. When man starts competing for that, to have more, something comes within him, it's called lahwun. Normally, lahwun means a futile game. You get certain games that really give something out. Horse riding, it's a game. But when you come out from it, you really get a muscle created. Then you got some girls which are futile. Those games are permissible, but it is not the adat of a Muslim. A believer doesn't get involved in a futile thing, and he spends his whole life because he lands up with nothing. There's a sport like swimming. When you complete swimming, you'll definitely come out with something. Horse riding, archery. There are those that you will spend hours and hours and hours, and at the end of the game you'll say, I came out with nothing. This is called lahun. Lahun is allowed, but it is not the mark, it is not the trade of a believer. He doesn't become involved in it. In the world today, there are those games where you will play a game and some people go into that shell of the game where they can spend more than 2 days in it. During that time, the man doesn't even eat. Because he becomes so absorbed in that game. This was what Quran mentioned, a believer will never fall in lah. It never make it haram, because definitely man, when he wants to relax, he will definitely sometimes say, let's just have a coffee. And if that coffee doesn't give anything, it's just to pass time, it's called lahun, futile. But Islam allowed it. It was called a rest. But then you'll get some people whose hobby will be that he'll always be having coffee. You ask him how many cups a day, he'll say 100. So he has overdone it. They met one man who was 150 years old. And next to him was another man who was 90 years old. And in front of them there was one child who was 9 years old. So they went to go meet this man because he was so old. But where they found him? They found him sitting looking at some water. And next to him was another old uncle. That was his son, 90. 150, 90. And playing by the waters, there was a 9-year-old. So first they asked him a question like, you saw whole life, like, after so many years, now you can't even do anything. Like, what would you love in life after so many years? So he says, you see the stream in front of me. I wish it could become tea. That's all. His whole life became tea. And he said, from there one straw must come out. And it must stay in my mouth. I just drink tea. Amazing. So then they asked him, who this man next to you is? He said, this is my son. He's 90 years old. He also would love another straw. So he and me can drink tea. Then he said, that young boy in front, who's that? Your grandchild? He said, no, that's my other son. He's his other son. So the tea gave him that strength, who knows what. It became a hobby for him, a real hobby. Some people, they get a hobby. You ask them, what will you get out of it? They say, nothing. But Allah Tawarakala is showed in Quran, lahun is not the mark of a believer. Whenever you engage in anything that is futile, you're allowed to do it, but it must never become a passion. A believer's passion is the year after. A believer's passion is the year after. Whoever will get involved in lahun as a passion, you will notice one thing, what is important becomes unimportant. What is important becomes a burden. What is important, you look at it and say, like again. And what was not important became an attraction and addiction. So man's entire direction in life will now be, if he is told, you off, you can rest today, he becomes happy. And if he's told, you have to work today, he becomes sad. If he is told 4 days you are off, he's thrilled. And he's told 3 days you have to work, he says, again I have to work. And man carries on that path where 5 days he does nothing. And 2 days he works. 6 days he does nothing. 1 day he works. A time comes where he does nothing at all. And he just carries on life. He became involved in lahun. If a man goes the other way, there were those believers in this world that they could not engage in a lahw act, a futile act, even for a short while. Others would say to them, take it easy now, you're overdoing it. And then they would say, there's too few years of my life left. Even that little time, he cut it. But it's got to do which road you are walking. This surah is explaining this. Lahwun and takasur. Al-ha means to make man oblivious, to make man negligent, to make man forget what was more important. What makes him forget what's more important? Takasur, competition. So, al-ha kum, kum is you. Al-ha, to make you, to divert your attention, there you got diverts you. To make you fall in lahun, futile acts. At-takathur, competition, has made you fall in futility. Al-ha kum, kum is me, kum is you. Quran is saying to us, it has become our nature. And me and you have to now come out of that nature. The takathur, competition, has made you fall into futility. Now that man, when you will look at him, he will be so involved in futile acts, that if you need to pull him out, he becomes upset. Just leave me. But what put him in there? Competition. It started at a young age, where I need to have more than the other. I must have more muscle than him. So he became involved in something which was futile, which was not to make muscle for a greater purpose, but it was to make muscle for no purpose. You will see those people, the entire obsession becomes, who got more muscles than me? For him it is not strength to do something. For him it is strength to show. For that day, even if he is told, take an injection, and he understands that injection will make your body blow, but you will become lazy. You might become an addict. It makes no difference for him. Because for him, the muscle was not to do work, to go out in the farms, to plant something, to help someone. For him, the muscle was, I need to take a picture. Some of these boys in married life, their wife would enter into the bedroom and they would see the boy standing by the mirror. Now imagine a wife comes and she sees a husband who doesn't look like a man, who looks like a snake. Snake because they have actually some muscles by the neck which they try to come out. Now for them, it like it looks smart. But a woman who's looking at a man and she's a wife, so she'll see his top bare. He might think it looks like, wow, amazing. For her, it looks scary. He has become like a snake man. Now that man, he became obsessed with the extra muscle. Where his muscle was supposed to be so I can help my wife in the work of life. But he became so obsessed with it that she started hating his figure because it was scary. Or because he was never at home. Early in the morning he was jamming, late at night he was jamming. He was just taking drink after drink. She lost contact with him. So what happened? He started off that I need muscle for a greater purpose. And it put him into lahun. He fell into such futility that what was a purpose in life, having a wife and a child, that also was forgotten. Later on in the ending, she said, I can't live with him. His children had to move away. But he was not bothered, he just looked in the mirror. Every day he looked in the mirror, is that other muscle coming out? Is that muscle coming out? He became obsessed with his body. The kathur, the competition in having more muscle, pushed him into futility. But how the surah starts, it doesn't say him, it says you. It says me, that every one of us are somewhere along the line going to have a desire, I need to have more. Whenever we will read the surah, Al-Haakum At-Takathur, that remember competition in getting more has thrown you into futile acts. And immediately must look, which act am I involved in? And he has to now pull himself out. If he doesn't pull himself out, he will remain in it till when? Hatta until Zurtum, until you will visit the grave. Until you will visit the grave means until death. When normally a man says, when I reach 40, then I'm stopping. Then I understood, I only got 20 years left. But we found everyone reached 40 and they think, when I reach 50. On 50, he says, 55, then it's over then. My children will be big. I'll have grandchildren. What must I worry about then? Then I'll start worshipping Allah. Quran says,
if you don't pull yourself out, old age is not going to take you out. You will visit the grave, meaning even you will die. And just before death, you will be wondering, how much I got, how much I got. And in that you will die. حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ Until you will visit the grave. Allah tabarak allow me and you, before visiting the grave, real death. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, before that visit, which is the real visit of the grave, he said, visit the grave before that visiting. He said, when you will visit the graveyard, it will break your inclination to this world. Because you will visit it, and you will picture yourself that he came in yesterday and he never thought he's coming. I also don't think I'm coming tomorrow. When he entered the grave, it pulled him out of futility, but it was too late. Can this grave before time pull me out of my futility? Allah tabarak ta'ala allow us think of death, and you will see the desire that I need more, I need more, I want more, I want more, I must be better than him. It will definitely break if you think of death. Forget death, and competition will push us further and further in futility until a time comes where what was important in life will be completely forgotten. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين